Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show. Live on this Friday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We got Rankin coming up at 10:40 this evening. This year, night, look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. Well, as we mentioned earlier, Jeff Okuda went down today. No word as to just yet what the prognosis is. Arthur Smith, and we'll hear from him in just a minute here, but he did talk a little bit about the injury. It sounds like, you know, it's just kind of like you rolled up your ankle. Hopefully nothing too serious. But anytime you've got, you know, leg issues for a cornerback, right? I mean, that gives you some, you know, pause for concern. But hopefully it's not a situation where it's going to be anything long term. I don't expect to see him play come next Friday. I think you have caution, right? Even if it's just minor, you're not going to see him play, right? He's not going to practice, not going to play him. You know, who knows what the long-term will be as far as preseason goes. But I think for this week, you know, when you're a week away from the game and you've got practices with other teams, you're not going to risk it. You're not going to take a chance and risk it. So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, I don't expect him to be, you know, available next week at all. And just rest, recover. They need him for a long season, right? I mean, we got a long way to go in this thing. We hadn't even started yet. So be cautious about, you know, doing anything to rush him back or anything like that, because you're going to need him for the whole year. Did you see Matt Ryan was hanging around camp? Excuse me. He was out of training camp today. He had his two kids with him, kind of hanging around all the quarterbacks, stuff like that. And, you know, Arthur Smith mentioned about the fact that, you know, he'd love to have him back anytime. And we heard from Arthur Blank the other day, who had said that, hey, you know, when Matt Ryan finally decides to hang it up, he's going to be active with the team. Now, I don't know if that means, you know, I don't want to say coaching, because that's up to Arthur Smith to appoint people, but an ambassador for the team somehow, right? I mean, look, say what you will about Matt, but Matt was one of the best ambassadors for the Falcons of all time. He never had to worry about anything Matt Ryan did off the field or on vacations or away from the team. Never was a concern about Matt Ryan and his off-field behavior. None. Zero. So, again, He could be one of the great ambassadors for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll see what ends up happening, but it was good to see him out there. I do think that if he – look, he's a phone call away from somebody signing him, right? We saw Matt Hasselbeck play into his 40s, right? I mean, we see those kinds of things where you can be a backup for a long period of time, right? But he's a phone call away from somebody saying, hey, come to camp or, you know, come sign with us or whatever. So I think he's leaving all of his options open for right now. But the reality is it's probably basically done for Matt, right? I mean, it's probably done. So if that's the case, if it is a situation where he's no longer going to play, I expect to see him a good bit around here. And we know that what is he on? Is he on, is it CBS? What's the deal that he's on? I think it's CBS that he's going to be part of their broadcast crew and stuff like that. Now, I don't know that it's every single week that he's on, but he will be doing some broadcasting stuff, right? I mean, is it CBS?
Yes.
But yes, I don't think he's going to be on every single week, though, right?
Says he's going to be an analyst, just as of now, for this season.
I mean, they'll try him out for a year and before they sign him to a long term.
Well, that deal. And the fact that he's still under his contract plays a role in it as well.
He still gets paid by the Colts. I mean, so. But he's not on a roster right now, though.
Right.
I mean, he's paid by them, but he's been released. He's not on an active roster or anything like that. But again, I don't think that he is going to do. I don't think the intention was ever to do the studio stuff full time. He'll just be a guest appearance and stuff like that. So if that's the case, then you figure that he may be around, training camp or. The Falcons on a little bit more regular basis, right? I mean, I would anticipate the idea of seeing more of Matt Ryan. That's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. And certainly, look, you would like to see him work with Desmond Ridder, right? We would have loved to have seen Desmond Ridder and Matt Ryan be together, when they were actually playing with one another. But, that didn't work out. And didn't work out and then some. But, it is what it is at this point. So, but I expect to see a good bit more of Matt Ryan here over this particular season, especially if he doesn't sign with somebody else. Like I said, he's a phone call away from being an NFL player, but I'm not sure that phone call is actually going to come.
I was going to say, ask you real quick, do you think if the phone call doesn't come this year that he will announce his retirement, maybe by November?
Yeah. I mean, if he announces it, before the end of the year, he'll most likely have his number retired or what have you. He'll be in the Falcons' Ring of Honor, right? So he'll be there pretty quickly. By the way, too, we were not here yesterday. So did you see where Felipe Franks got cut from the roster? So, boy, big loss there, huh? Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's hear from Arthur Smith. Here's him talking about good red zone work that was late in practice.
It was good. Just trying to throw situations, getting in some obvious pass situations down there, trying to press them. We obviously have a lot of different things we could do down there, but you need to work with what I call obvious pass situations. You get into critical downs and in the game, or, like I said, obvious pass would be 3rd and 8 down there. We were some 4th and 6, 4th and 5, things like that to put a little stress, the best we can manufacture. I thought offensively looked pretty clean. I thought he had some pretty good pockets. And, until you go in the film, initial for the offense looked pretty good.
Well,
as we get on and get into the film room and talk as a staff, we'll make sure see what the issues were.
Well, what you're really trying to find out is the decision-making process of Desmond Ridder. That's what you're trying to find out. When you're trying to put him under duress, you're trying to see about does he make good decisions down there. Because, again, Marcus Mariota did not make good decisions, and he was a turnover machine. And I don't care if it was red zone or 50 yards away. I don't care what it was. But you want to see if Desmond Ridder can make good decisions, in the moment. And we'll see. I mean, again, we won't know until, you know, we get into real live bullets that are flying. But I think they have a lot of confidence in Desmond Ridder as far as his, not just his playmaking ability, but his good decision making and not turning the football over. All right, here's Arthur Smith updating about Jeff Okuda with a hurt ankle, but doesn't know more.
So with Jeff, you know, it's an ankle, but you look at it, and I just don't want to be quoted on something and give you, you know, one way or the other, but we'll have more after he gets done with an MRI. And then hopefully it's optimistic and, you know, he'll be back out there. So that's kind of where we're at, and I hate to be that vague, and this isn't like, you know, trying to be vague for competitive reasons or whatever. I mean, you know how it is. D-led, you get the injury report, and we take that serious, and as the season goes on, it's just the way information travels. You guys have all seen it. I mean, guys are getting carted off, and they're all kind of ridiculous rumors. The guy's okay. I just won't know until he gets an MRI.
Well, listen, hopefully it's nothing serious, right? I mean, that's the big thing is this. Hopefully it's, you know, it's going to be a short-term thing. But, again, I don't think we'll see him next week. I don't think we'll see him in the preseason game. He may not even play the preseason. They may with ankle injuries and stuff, you know, if it's a high ankle sprain or something like that, you know, that takes rest. That's there's no two ways about it. You just have to rest on that thing. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, you know, is probably as good a news as we can get for right now without knowing anything more. All right, here's Arthur talking about the matchup against Miami next week.
Yeah, it's just different, you know, sometimes different schemes. You know, looking forward to seeing, you know, Miami's one of the faster teams. You know, it'll be good for us to see some of those matchups, among other things. Yeah, just different environment. Just, you know, they get a little more competitive. We've seen our guys now, you know, about 10 days down there, and just another evaluation tool. And you know, they're becoming more common, too. Everybody's got different philosophies on it.
Well, look, you know, again, we will – everything will be a complete overreaction, right, when the Falcons and Dolphins hook up. Whether they look good, whether they look bad, it'll be a complete overreaction one way or the other, right? So, I mean, I take it for what it is. It's preseason. I'm not going to overreact, but everybody will. So that's what we get. Here's Arthur Smith talking about the receivers being lumped into the skill position group.
You know, all those guys, and they're competing, and, you know, tight ends and backs are part of it. I just look at it as a skill group. I think overall it's been pretty impressive. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll see how the D-Led, maybe we'll check the lead. Maybe we'll change positions every couple of days, drive you nuts, call CP a receiver one day, I'll call him a running back. Maybe we'll pull him a tight end. I don't know. That'll cause some interesting debates.
Was that D-Led that asked about, really? Like, oh, okay, so they're lumped into something called a skill group. I mean, is that really news? Come on, D-Led. Gotta be better than all that. D-Led in preseason form right now, not in full midseason form. That's because he was late to camp. All right? He started out late to camp. All right, here's Arthur Smith talking about Trey Flowers, Cornell Armstrong, Clark Phillips, all competing hard.
Well, Trey, you know, he's got experience. He's a veteran. You know, he's played multiple roles. But one of the guys I think is competing really good out there. I mean, Cornell Armstrong, I mean, Clark, Mike, D. I mean, we've got a lot of depth at a lot of spots. And so, you know, get good news on Jeff, or, you know, we feel like we got depth. And so that's been good competition and different than you're in a game sometimes. And unfortunately, somebody has to come out, and that's your backup plan for that game. And then you look at it, and the game plan may be different. But there's a lot of really good competition. And we feel like we've got good depth in the DB room. And so, you know, if it's something short term, somebody's got to step up.
Well, we've talked about this is the most improved group on this team. I think it is. At least I believe that it's the most improved group, and there is a lot of talent on here, and there is good depth. Now, again, you can't start losing starters and maintain that depth, but I think for right now that there's enough talent and enough depth on this team to survive Jeff Okuda. And again, if it's just something short-term where he's just not going to play in the preseason, then so be it. You know, we'll make do with all of that. But hopefully it's nothing long-term that affects going into the regular season. All right, when we come back, Justin Toscano will join us. We'll talk about this Braves dominance today against the Chicago Flubs. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday night with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line to be a part of the show. Well, it was a shellacking today at Wrigley Field as the Braves whitewashed the Chicago Cubs 8-0 behind Max Fried. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Justin Toscano. He is the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work, and he's on Twitter, at Justin C. Toscano. Justin, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight.
Yeah, of course, Chuck. Thanks for having me on. How's it going?
It's good, and that was a marvelous performance today. Listen, Justin, the only thing I'll say is I'm hoping while Max Fried was off that he did not sell his soul to Beelzebub, because that was a magnificent performance, and that was as strong of a start, all things considered, when you look at the circumstances, as the Braves have probably put up all year.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can really see just the level of dominance between Fried and some of the arms they've had to bring up. Now, that's expected, right, when you use 12 starters. I mean, 15 if you count the three arms for, you know, that opened the bullpen games. But it was just a different level today. I mean, in terms of Max, I mean, as a guy who's a gamer, knows the opposing lineup about as well as anybody taking the mound that day. You just really saw it, right? Like, his rehab performances were pretty pedestrian, but they always say that you really can't tell much of those. Today he got, you know, the nervous energy before start, got the adrenaline of a game, a different feel in that visitor's clubhouse and, you know, at Wrigley Field. And he was terrific, man. I mean, I thought as much as anything, the 97 miles per hour was what was very encouraging to me. His fastball, you know, averaged around 95. I mean, it was just everything you wanted to see, right? Because this is a team that won a title without Ronald Acuña Jr. 2 years ago. But, like, you just – the road's going to be tough over the next 2.5 months. And having Fried, a healthy Fried that looks like he did today, just increases their chances a lot. And, I mean, I think that's about as well as it could have gone, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was – again, Justin, I've said I think he's the best left-hander in baseball, and it's going to be really interesting in another year or so from now when it's contract time, because he's going to get paid like he's the best left-hander in baseball. I'm wondering, I still question whether or not that they will fork out the kind of cash it's going to take to keep Max Fried. Do you have any sense about, you know, what his long-term vision is? I mean, you know, is he committed to Atlanta? I mean, you know, again, we can't know inside of his head, but he's going to make a ton of cash when he comes on the open market.
Right. I mean, I think he, you know, it's been tough to tell, you know, 100%. I think he likes Atlanta. I think there's a narrative. I don't know if it's fair or not, but I think there's a narrative around the industry that he likes L.A. just because that's home. Now, I don't know, like, money talks, right? I mean, I think if the Braves were to pony up and offer him something he felt he couldn't refuse, I know that's obvious, but obviously he would, you know, probably take that deal. But if he pitches like he did today, you know, throw the injuries out. I mean, if he pitches to a, you know, a 3 ERA or under over this next year and a half going into his free agency, I mean, yeah, he's going to be paid, right? I mean, he's going to be probably the top starter on the market at a good age, somebody who doesn't have a ton of innings on his arm just because of when, you know, he did come up and starting the bullpen at first. I mean, it's tough. I don't know. I mean, I just think, like anything else, it's going to come down to whether the Braves pay him. And in terms of starting pitchers, I mean, we've seen how much they've costed in free agency. And the Braves right now have structured their roster so that nobody's making more than $22 million a year at separate parts of their contracts. And I just think that, I mean, that's going to be tough, right? It's going to be tough to keep Max within that range. Now, the Braves can stretch it, but they've already kind of set this precedent. I don't know how much that goes into it, but I really do think that if Max keeps pitching like he has been these last couple years, he's probably going to exceed the Braves' price, and unless they're willing to do something that, look, you know, they haven't done before, because he's not a guy you're going to sign to 10 years or 11 years like you could with Austin Riley to get to that $212 million and still get to the AAV you want, right? So, I mean, I think, and, you know, if he gets to free agency, there's just going to be suitors. And, look, you know, sometimes the market dictates that, right? Like we just saw with the guy, you know, on the other side today, Dansby Swanson, who was, you know, a great ball player, but I think we can all agree that the shortstop market soared and the prices just became insane. You know, that can happen more so even with a guy like Fried, who might, you know, is going to be the top starter when he's out.
Justin Toscano, Braves beat writer, avoiding all the sirens. Hopefully he's not getting arrested here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Do you think Spencer Strider right now is the leader in the clubhouse for the Cy Young Award?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, I don't know. Just because it's, I'll say this, it's the best 3.5 ERA I've ever seen in my life, or whatever it is. I mean, he had those two starts, but I think, yeah, I mean, I think he's got to be near the front runners on the list, right? I mean, if you look at the strikeouts, you look at what he's done, and I mean, I think in recent history, at least anecdotally, it feels like the Cy Young winner. I mean, I guess Alcantara was great the entire season, but the year, you know, I think the Cy Young winners tended to, it's like one of those guys that goes on an insane second half run. And he's on the moves right now. I mean, you take away a couple of the home runs, even that's even better. I mean, I think the ERA's got to get a little lower. But look, I mean, the strikeouts really, I mean, that can sway voters. So, I mean, I think it's going to be with the way it is in the NL this year, you know, and certain underperformances from some guys and injuries to others. I think he's got as good of a chance as anyone at taking it home.
Yeah, I mean, he leads in two of the three Triple Crown categories for pitching. He, I think really his only competition right now is Zach Gallen. I mean, when you look at the National League, there's nobody that just kind of stands out in the league. And, again, he's got all the numbers that would tell you that he should be the Cy Young winner. It's not just strikeouts, but, again, he's leading the league in wins. You know, he's had good numbers all the way around. The only thing that's concerned me about him is the number of home runs that he's given up here, you know, especially year over year. That's been the one thing that's been a dramatic increase as far as the number of homers that he's given up year over year.
Yeah, no, I think talking to him in Boston, he really feels like, and he's a guy that will just be, you know, for anybody who's ever heard him talk, I mean, he's super hard on himself, like super honest, super genuine, you know, if he's not been good. But I think the one thing that stood out to me is he just feels like he's given, you know, you watch an outing for other pitchers and they might get away with four or five mistake pitches. He's like, he feels like his are getting punished right now, the couple mistakes he makes a game. And it really seems to be the case. I mean, over these last 7-8 starts, he's throwing the ball terrifically, really, since that one in Detroit. And I really think that maybe it's a case of, you know, a little bit of bad luck. I mean, especially if you leave, like earlier in the season, he was leaving 96 over the plate instead of 98. Like that might be that 2 miles an hour, I think, is probably a big difference to hitters. I've never hit, you know, the major leagues, but that would seem big. He's had some mislocations. Lately, it's been a lot better. I think since that Diamondback start, the past few, I mean, it's been, to me, like a couple unlucky ones, like the Rafael Devers one in Boston, was, you know, couple feet below the zone and he had to golf it out. I mean, I think that stuff is the stuff that will level off over time. Here's the problem with kind of what we're talking about in the Cy Young. Voters don't look at that. I mean, some of them do, but I you know, like there are some of them that will not look into the context or look into the expected batting averages of all those home runs or look into, and so I think it's something that dramatically affects ERA, but you need some sort of context behind it. And I just hope that in Spencer's case, people look at kind of that full picture and kind of go through it to see that context. Because he's been, to me, he's been a lot better than his ERA has shown.
Justin, one of the other guys I want to talk to you about is Michael Harris, who really, I mean, before today, I think it's his last 15 games, was hitting .400. And we're starting to see him make the contact. You know, if you look at his walk and strikeout numbers, the walks are up, yeah. The strikeouts are down. The batting average is approaching what it was last year, but the on-base percentage is getting up there too. You know, again, we've been waiting for this to see, you know, it happen, but it seems like Michael Harris right now, this last 15 games, he's been on a tear and it's finding some of that power stroke again too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the thing that encouraged me most with him was that even when he was struggling, man, like the defense was still there. And I think that really did a lot, at least for me, in wondering if he was going to you know, come around offensively. Like, that's what kind of made me believe a little bit, was knowing that his head was still in the right place, that the effort was still there. And, yeah, like, I think he was, to me, it's the development, you know, from last year in terms of his rookie season, now getting another year in the big league, really figured it out. Like, that's the toughest thing for guys, I think, is, like, for the guys, you know, in lineups, it's like, how do guys pitch you your rookie year? How do they pitch you your second year? And what are those adjustments that they make, you know, almost like start to start, series to series on you, depending on how you're hitting? Like, all of that is way different than it is in the minor leagues, than it is in high school, college, whatever. And I think now you see him more coming into his own in terms of the numbers showing up and him kind of staying more, you know, within his approach and getting better results. The interesting thing to me, though, is, like, if you even go back a month to the beginning of the Detroit series, like, his expected batting average numbers and his kind of expected stats, all the things that show you the quality of contact, those were up. And so that was encouraging, and now it just seems like he's getting the results. But like you said, I mean, I think what stands out most, depending on how you look at this, is that strikeout rate, is that walk rate, because that's what he really struggled with last year, right, was chasing, and a lot of the strikeouts were, you know, on the breaking ball. And to me, he's really made the adjustments and just looks like a more mature hitter that, you know, even when he wasn't getting results, it seemed like he was hitting the ball hard, and that's all gravy when you play defense as well as he does.
Justin Toscano, he's the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. He is on Twitter, at Justin C. Toscano. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Justin, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes, and we will certainly chat again soon.
Yep, anytime. See you, John.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. I mean, that's some serious dough for a guy who plays 50 games a season. And you know who we're talking about. Chukri hanging out here in the Kia Studios on the eve of SummerSlam. I'm watching SmackDown right now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. The eve of SummerSlam. Hey, no Braves baseball, man. We can focus on plenty of SummerSlam and SmackDown. So I'm looking forward. I mean, and we'll get to What's Bugging Chukri here in just a couple minutes. I don't think the card is all that good for SummerSlam. I mean, Cody's got a very interesting match against. Look, he's going to beat Brock because to advance the story, if he doesn't beat Brock 2 out of 3, then how are you going to advance the story with Cody? I mean, so you got to advance that story. Roman Reigns is going to beat Jey Uso. There's not a chance in the world that they're going to put the WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship on Jey Uso and beat Roman Reigns after 1,000 days or whatever, you know, 1,100 days or 1,200 days at this point, right? I mean, there's no chance that's going to happen.
Either Roman wins or there's somebody, again, that to extend that whole storyline, somebody, they bring somebody out, you know, add something to the story.
Well, I wonder if they're going to just keep the belt on Roman until WrestleMania next year and then Cody beats him.
And then Cody.
Again, I still think Cody should have beaten him at WrestleMania. You could have done all the bloodline stuff with you could have still done all the bloodline stuff without Roman having to be the champion.
Yeah.
Because it's still about family. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not about the title per se, but it's about family, right? And the division of the family. And I still think you could have done that story with it. But let me tell you, I mean, when Roman's on and they've got the bloodline story. Their ratings are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they are like number one on Fox type of ratings. I mean, their ratings are, even when they were on FS1 a couple of weeks ago, the ratings were monstrous.
Right.
Monstrous.
Yeah.
So again, it's the bloodline, man. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's driving everything in WWE right now. Even Raw, though, has done pretty well. I mean, it's had better moments. But I will say, I'm looking, even though the card isn't necessarily so good, I'm looking forward to SummerSlam because their pay-per-views have delivered month after month after month. Like Rumble, WrestleMania, Backlash in Puerto Rico, their pay-per-views have delivered every single month. They have put on a good pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And this is their number two show.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is number two as far as, again, fans will argue, but I can tell you that the WWE looks at SummerSlam as their number two show of the year. Second biggest show of the year. And there's always surprises at SummerSlam. There's always something that's a surprise when you talk about SummerSlam and what it is. So I look forward to it because, again, I'm not as impressed by the card. I mean, I just, again, you know, LA Knight and this Battle Royal that they're going to have and, you know, just some of the other matches, Ricochet and Logan Paul. I mean, it'll be a spectacle. You know, it'll be nuts. Like, they'll do some crazy stuff. But as a match, per se, it won't be anything other than just almost like a freak show.
Right.
They're going to do something. I mean, they're going to do
a lot of high flying.
Like they're going to jump from the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's going to be up in the rafters on a balcony and just jump 500 feet down or whatever. I mean, so again, it will be a spectacle to it. But, you know, again, I don't know how good of a match it's going to be, but there's a lot of that stuff. I'm just, you know, it's like I can miss some of this stuff. Like again, I don't like the women's match. And not because of the performers, but again, triple threat with Bianca and Charlotte and Becky, or not Becky, Asuka.
Asuka.
Like, okay, like these triple threat matches, there's too many of them. Just give me a one-on-one match.
Yeah, it would have been. I thought it was going to just be Becky and, I mean, not Becky, but Charlotte and Bianca, but that one.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca's going to turn heel on everybody. She's going to turn heel.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's time.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't do all the skipping and jumping and her twirling over. It's gotten ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Really, it's gotten ridiculous. I love Bianca Belair. I've had her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of hers. I think she's phenomenal. But especially for how limited she's been in wrestling.
Right.
But it's time for her to turn heel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to see if she can cut a promo as a heel,
right.
Not all the twirling of the hair and the skipping and jumping and all this kind of, I want to see her cut a heel heel promo. So I think she turns heel and makes it official, and she comes out and does it.
No.
And again, I don't like Charlotte Flair as a baby face. I don't. She's the ultimate heel. Like she's like her dad. She's the ultimate heel. Like, I didn't like Ric Flair when he was a baby.
Yeah, but you know what happened? She inherited. You talked about this the other night. When you've been in it and as good as you are as a heel, you know, like you just eventually, even as a heel, you win that crowd over. And I think she inherited that a little bit,
but she doesn't
from
win,
her
but,
from her dad.
But again, she's still an active wrestler at her peak.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's been at it long enough.
No.
To have gotten that cash. Like what I'm saying is, I'm not telling you she's not the best female performer. But she can still be the ultimate heel. Like, she's got that attitude and that promo that is so heel-like that it doesn't fit her being a babyface.
You know what? They might be setting her up for her and Rhea.
Well, again, I can see them wrestling again at some point.
They might be setting that up.
But again, we also heard that Rhea and Bianca both talked about they want to be Rock and Austin. Like, those two want to be the rivalry of Rock and Austin. And they both talked about it. Like, they came up through NXT and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They both have talked about it, that they want to have matches that are like Rock Austin. They want to be the female version of that rivalry. So, and again, Charlotte and Becky at WrestleMania probably had the best women's match in the history of women's wrestling.
Right.
Like, I don't think there was a I don't think I could say that there was a better women's match I've ever seen than in my entire life than Rhea and Charlotte. Like, they were phenomenal. But they have to do that rivalry again just because you want to see it one more time, right?
Yeah.
For the grudge match.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte won at WrestleMania in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea won last time. You want the grudge match to it. So maybe Survivor Series. I mean, but yeah. Again, that's been the best match in the history of women's wrestling. So we'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to SummerSlam just because the pay-per-views have been so good. All right, speaking of something that's not so good, let's get to What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, God bless NBA players in today's basketball world. Did you see the extension that Anthony Davis got?
Yes, I did.
Now, this is true life fact, Day-Day. The last 5 years from the 2018-2019 season through this past year, 22-23, do you know how many games he has played over this 5 seasons?
I know he hasn't played a lot.
He's played 250 games
in 5 seasons
for 5 years.
So he's averaged
50 games a year for 5 years. Day-Day, that is, by the way, 61% of the NBA schedule. And guess what? He's getting $186 million for 3 years. That's $62 million a year for a guy who has played 50 games a year for 5 years. He's making more than $1 million a game based upon what he's done the last 5 years. Now, again, he's a tremendous player when he's healthy. He is arguably first team all NBA when he's healthy and right. I'm not denying his talent.
Right.
But it's 50 games. It's 250 games in 5 years. Like, it's not one aberration of a year where he played 6 games and then he played 80 games for 4 other years. He's played in the last 5 years, Day-Day. Ready? Starting at 2018-2019. Here's his 5-year run. 56, 62, 36, 40, 56. That's his 5-year run.
That's crazy.
And he's getting 3 for $186.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason McIntyre says, oh, well, Jaylen Brown's not a top 15 player. Well, you're a jagoff. Again. He's getting $62 million a year to play 50 games. It's absurd. Again, not knocking his hustle. God bless him. He's earned it. And when he's right, he's all NBA, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But it's been 50 games, 250 games in a 5-year period.
Yeah, like, you're really rolling. Like, that's rolling the dice to the umpteenth power.
And by the way, he's 29 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not 23.
Right.
He's 29 years old. It's not like his second contract. He's with this extension, that puts him in $270 million with the Lakers that he's made. $270 million with just the Lakers.
Yeah, I think. And did it move him to number one for annual as well? I think it moved him.
I would assume.
I think it moved him to number one annual as well.
Yeah, because, again, Jaylen Brown got 60 right on the nose, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. We looked at like Joker and said, man, this guy's getting 54, 55. He's underpaid.
Right.
He's underpaid.
Exactly.
He's the MVP of the league two times and the NBA champion, and he's at 55 and he's underpaid.
Yep.
What do you think Joker's next deal is going to be? 80?
Joker's next deal will be Denver would have to sell like everything.
Right. They'd have to give away half their franchise. I mean, look, I'm not knocking the guy's hustle, but when you've had a guy that for 5 years has played 250 games and you're giving, he's played 250 games and he's getting $186 million. Like, do all of the math on all of that kind of stuff, right? It's and I say this all the time. It's never about what you're worth. It's about if you're next. We see quarterbacks get this kind of, you know, again, not the $62 million, but quarterbacks that get the big salaries and this and that. If you're the next guy in line, and that's what Jason McIntyre, who's just a nitwit. God, I hate that guy. He doesn't understand that. Oh, well, he's not this and he's not that. Yeah, but again, he's the next guy in line. And guess what it takes? Guess what the cost of doing business is? Guess what the cost of doing biznaz is? It's $62 million for 50 games. That's the cost of doing biznaz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chukri Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. The eve of SummerSlam. Hey, no Braves baseball, man. We can focus on plenty of SummerSlam and SmackDown. So I'm looking forward. I mean, and we'll get to What's Bugging Chukri here in just a couple minutes. I don't think the card is all that good for SummerSlam. I mean, Cody's got a very interesting match against. Look, he's going to beat Brock because to advance the story, if he doesn't beat Brock 2 out of 3, then how are you going to advance the story with Cody? I mean, so you got to advance that story. Roman Reigns is going to beat Jey Uso. There's not a chance in the world that they're going to put the WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship on Jey Uso and beat Roman Reigns after 1,000 days or whatever, you know, 1,100 days or 1,200 days at this point, right? I mean, there's no chance that's going to happen.
No, either Roman wins or there's somebody, again, that to extend that whole storyline, somebody, they bring somebody out, you know, add something to the story.
Well, I wonder if they're going to just keep the belt on Roman until WrestleMania next year and then Cody beats him.
And then Cody.
Again, I still think Cody should have beaten him at WrestleMania. You could have done all the bloodline stuff with you could have still done all the bloodline stuff without Roman having to be the champion.
Yeah.
Because it's still about family. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not about the title per se, but it's about family, right? And the division of the family. And I still think you could have done that story with it. But let me tell you, I mean, when Roman's on and they've got the bloodline story, their ratings are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they are like number one on Fox type of ratings. I mean, their ratings are, even when they were on FS1 a couple of weeks ago, the ratings were monstrous.
Right.
Monstrous.
Yeah.
So again, it's the bloodline, man. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's driving everything in WWE right now. Even Raw though has done pretty well. I mean, it's had better moments. But I will say, I'm looking, even though the card isn't necessarily so good, I'm looking forward to SummerSlam because their pay per views have delivered month after month after month. Like Rumble, WrestleMania, Backlash in Puerto Rico, their pay-per-views have delivered every single month. They have put on a good pay-per-view, and this is their number two show.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is number two as far as, again, fans will argue, but I can tell you that the WWE looks at SummerSlam as their number two show of the year. Second biggest show of the year. And there's always surprises at SummerSlam. There's always something that's a surprise when you talk about SummerSlam and what it is. So I look forward to it because, again, I'm not as impressed by the card. I mean, I just, again, you know, LA Knight and this Battle Royal that they're going to have and, you know, just some of the other matches, Ricochet and Logan Paul. I mean, it'll be a spectacle. You know, it'll be nuts. Like, they'll do some crazy stuff. But as a match, per se, it won't be anything other than just almost like a freak show.
Right.
They're going to do something. I mean, they're going to do
a lot of high flying.
Like, yeah, right. Yeah. Like they're going to jump from the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
they're
going to be, somebody's going to be up in the rafters on a balcony and just jump 500 feet down or whatever. I mean, so again, it will be a spectacle to it, but you know, again, I don't know how good of a match it's going to be, but there's a lot of that stuff. I'm just, you know, it's like I can miss some of this stuff. Like again, I don't like the women's match. And not because of the performers, but again, triple threat with Bianca and Charlotte and Becky, or not Becky, Asuka.
Asuka.
Like, okay, like these triple threat matches, there's too many of them. Just give me a one-on-one match.
Yeah, it would have been. I thought it was going to just be Becky and, I mean, not Becky, but Charlotte and Bianca, but that one.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca's going to turn heel on everybody. She's going to turn heel.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's time.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't do all the skipping and jumping and her twirling. It's gotten ridiculous. Like, it's gotten ridiculous. I love Bianca Belair. I've had her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of hers. I think she's phenomenal. But especially for how limited she's been in wrestling.
Right.
But it's time for her to turn heel. Mm-hmm. Like I want to see if she can cut a promo as a heel.
Right.
Not all the twirling of the hair and the skipping and jumping and all this kind of. I want to see her cut a heel heel promo. So I think she turns heel and makes it official, and she comes out and does it. No. And again, I don't like Charlotte Flair as a baby face. I don't. She's the ultimate heel. Like she's like her dad. She's the ultimate heel. Like I didn't like Ric Flair when he was a baby.
Yeah, but you know what happened? She inherited. You talked about this the other night. When you've been in it and as good as you are as a heel, you know, like you just eventually, even as a heel, you win that crowd over. And I think she inherited that a little bit.
But she doesn't
from her dad.
But again, she's still an active wrestler at her peak.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's been at it long enough.
No.
To have gotten that cash. Like what I'm saying is, I'm not telling you she's not the best female performer, but she can still be the ultimate heel. Like she's got that attitude and that promo that is so heel-like that it doesn't fit her being a baby face.
You know what? They might be setting her up for her and Rhea.
Well, again, I can see them wrestling again at some point.
They might be setting that up.
But again, we also heard that Rhea and Bianca both talked about they want to be Rock and Austin. Like those two want to be the rivalry of Rock and Austin, and they both talked about it. Like they came up through NXT and stuff. Mm-hmm. They both have talked about it that they want to have matches that are like Rock Austin. They want to be the female version of that rivalry. So, and again, Charlotte and Becky at WrestleMania probably had the best women's match in the history of women's wrestling.
Right.
Like I don't think I could say that there was a better women's match I've ever seen than in my entire life than Rhea and Charlotte. Like they were phenomenal. But they have to do that rivalry again just because you want to see it one more time, right?
Yeah.
For the grudge match.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte won at WrestleMania in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea won last time. You want the grudge match to it. So maybe Survivor Series. I mean, but again, that's been the best match in the history of women's wrestling. So we'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to SummerSlam just because the pay-per-views have been so good. All right, speaking of something that's not so good, let's get to What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, God bless NBA players in today's basketball world. Did you see the extension that Anthony Davis got?
Yes, I did.
Now, this is true life fact, Day-Day. The last 5 years from the 2018-2019 season through this past year, 22-23, do you know how many games he has played over this 5 seasons?
I know he hasn't played a lot.
He's played 250 games
in 5 seasons
for 5 years.
So he's averaged
50 games a year for 5 years. Day-Day, that is, by the way, 61% of the NBA schedule. And guess what? He's getting $186 million for 3 years. That's $62 million a year for a guy who has played 50 games a year for 5 years. He's making more than $1 million a game based upon what he's done the last 5 years. Now, again, he's a tremendous player when he's healthy. He is arguably first team all NBA when he's healthy and right. I'm not denying his talent.
Right.
But it's 50 games. It's 250 games in 5 years. Like, it's not one aberration of a year where he played 6 games and then he played 80 games for 4 other years. He's played in the last 5 years, Day-Day. Ready? Starting at 2018-2019. Here's his five-year run. 56, 62, 36, 40, 56. That's his five-year run.
That's crazy.
And he's getting 3 for $186.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason McIntyre says, oh, well, Jaylen Brown's not a top 15 player. Well, you're a jagoff. Again, he's getting $62 million a year to play 50 games. It's absurd. Again, not knocking his hustle. God bless him. He's earned it. And when he's right, he's all NBA, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But it's been 50 games, 250 games in a five-year period.
Yeah, like you're really like that's rolling the dice to the
umpteenth
power. And by the way,
he's 29 years old now. Mm-hmm. He's not 23.
Right.
He's 29 years old. It's not like his second contract. He's with this extension, that puts him in $270 million with the Lakers that he's made. $270 million with just the Lakers.
Yeah, I think. And did it move him to number one for annual as well? I think it moved him.
I would assume.
I think it moved him to number one annual as well.
Yeah, because again, Jaylen Brown got 60 right on the nose, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. We looked at like Joker and said, man, this guy's getting 54, 55. He's underpaid.
Right.
He's underpaid.
Exactly.
He's the MVP of the league two times and the NBA champion, and he's at 55, and he's underpaid.
Yep.
What do you think Joker's next deal is going to be? 80?
Joker's next deal will be Denver would have to sell, like,
yeah,
everything.
Right. They'd have to give away half their franchise. I mean, look, I'm not knocking the guy's hustle, but when you've had a guy that for 5 years has played 250 games and you're given – he's played 250 games and he's getting $186 million. Like, do all of the math on all of that kind of stuff, right? It's – and I say this all the time. It's never about what you're worth. It's about if you're next. We see quarterbacks get this kind of – you know, again, not the $62 million, but – quarterbacks that get the big salaries and this and that. If you're the next guy in line, and that's what Jason McIntyre, who's just a nitwit. God, I hate that guy. He doesn't understand that. Oh, well, he's not this and he's not that. Yeah, but again, he's the next guy in line. And guess what it takes? Guess what the cost of doing business is? Guess what the cost of doing biznaz is? It's $62 million for 50 games. That's the cost of doing biznaz. And again, it's just, I mean, God bless these NBA players, man. God bless them. Get every dime you can possibly get. Get every dollar. Squeeze all the owners. You know why it's a players' league? This is why. Where guys that play 50 games a year, where guys that play not even two-thirds of a schedule, barely playing 6 out of every 10 games, are getting $62 million a year. Because it's a players' league. Can this sustain itself? I don't know. I don't know if it can.
The talent's I don't think so, because the talent's not really going to be – to me, the talent is kind of starting to dwindle.
You know what? Every time we say that, here comes another crop of just immensely talented guys. You know, again, if Wemby becomes the kind of player we think he's going to be, you know, he'll break the bank as well.
Yeah. Well, Joker's definitely about to break the bank. Like, his agent literally probably just called him and said, hey, man.
Well, but again, he's in a Supermax deal, though. He just signed his Supermax deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just signed it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not due for, like, 5 years in his Supermax. Because, again, he's got the fifth year because of signing with the Nuggets.
Yeah.
With his own team. So he's got the 5 years Supermax. But again, in relative terms, in a year from now, it's going to look like chump change.
Yep. Yep.
We're gonna be looking at him at like $50 million a year, and it's gonna be like, well, God, he's underpaid.
Yep.
He's worth way more than that.
Yep.
I mean, that's just what it is nowadays. Just what it is. It's just crazy.
He's
to
waiting for these.
Think about it.
He's waiting for at least the next 2 years to
Who's
go by.
Who's the next guy that's going to get this big contract?
Ooh, I don't know. Because the AD one is that one. Like Jalen, you knew a lot.
Yeah,
of money.
He was
going
to get Supermax money.
The AD one kind of came out of left field.
Yeah.
In all honesty,
but again, he played so well, and when he was on, they won. Yeah. You know, like he was the linchpin. Not LeBron anymore.
Yeah.
He's the real linchpin of that franchise.
Yeah.
But $62 million a year for a guy who plays 50 games a year for a five-year run. Not a year, but for 5 years.
Crazy.
Ooh, boy. All right, we're going to hear from Richie Grant when we come back from the top of the hour. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.